Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The village of Akron has issued a notice that there is a renewed effort to address blight in the community. Be sure to keep your yards free of overgrown trees, grass, and weeds. And be sure to make sure that all of your trash and debris has been cleaned up around the property. The village will be enforcing its new blight ordinance. A copy of the Village of Akron's blight ordinance is available at the village hall. And another news for today. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will conduct a meeting of the whole on Monday, July the 27th, in the boardroom at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, Tuscola's Mosquito Abatement Director Larry Zapf will be giving an update on the West Nile virus being detected in the county. And Billy Putnam, a member of the family members who were killed at an intersection by a careless driver, have drafted a resolution on how the Road Commission Board should be operating. His resolution ties in with the Tuesday, August 4th ballot issue of asking voters to approve having the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners go back to making appointments to the Road Commission rather than having them elected by the public. Putnam's proposal calls for road commissioners to have jurisdictional districts. His resolution, if the commissioners do decide to adopt it, would have road commission members represent a defined district area similar to the Board of Commissioners. The Putnam family has lobbied to have additional signaling added to the intersection of Deckerville Road near Hurd's Corner Road, where family members were killed, as well as other intersections in the county that have a history of several and severe accidents. You can join the meeting via Hangouts Meet at meet.google.com or by going to the county's website, tuscolacounty.org, and following the directions given there. You're listening to WLEW, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
You know your rhythm. The morning walk, finishing that presentation, coffee with friends, the plans you never miss. But shingles can stop that rhythm cold. The pain lingers, and it's more than just a rash. It can even raise your risk of heart attack or stroke for months after you recover. If you're 50 or older, protect your health and your heart. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about the shingles vaccine. Caring for yourself is powerful. A message from the American Heart Association.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. During this month's Argyle Township Board of Trustees meeting, Sanilac County's Drug Task Force Lieutenant Mike Moore explained the millage proposal that is on the Tuesday, August 4th ballot. There will be a request for the renewal of the Sanilac County Drug Task Force millage of half a mil for 4 years to be used for drug prevention, detection, arrests, and prosecutions of persons involved in the distribution of illegal controlled substances, as well as any related criminal activity. Approval of the issue would generate about $1,054,046 for the department to fight illegal drugs if the millage is approved. Moore also provided an overview of the annual Drug Task Force report on the accomplishments that the department has done regarding illegal drug enforcement. And another news for today. In Huron County District Court, Richard Allen Wallin is moving to Circuit Court following a hearing before Judge Julian Ferris. A forensic report from the Center for Forensic Psychiatry confirmed that Wallin is competent to stand trial. Represented by attorney Tammy Salins, he's waived his right to a preliminary examination on a first-degree criminal sexual conduct charge involving a victim under 13 years of age. Prosecutors offered a deal allowing a no-contest plea without habitual offender status or further sentencing enhancements, and they would have to pay full restitution if any is owed. Judge Farish ordered bond to continue and scheduled the circuit court arraignment for August the 24th at 9 a.m. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, July the 23rd of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.